Sequencing, taught by Sherry Summers. This lesson was recorded specifically for students of the American Accent course. Any reproduction of this audio in any form is strictly prohibited without the permission of AccentOnSpeaking.com.
Hi, in this lesson, we're going to talk about intonation and how it rises in situations other than questions. Do you remember when we talked about phrasing a while ago? Phrasing when we would stop and pause between thought groups. Do you remember how we use the intonation in those situations? For example, if I said, "I've been working hard on my accent and it's getting better." So we're going to definitely make a pause after the word accent, and then we'll be stopping with the word better. But what happens with the intonation in these two words? Listen again. "I've been working on my accent and it's getting better." Accent. Better. Accent. Better. So we've got the comma between these two phrases, which obviously means we're going to pause. But in order to show an upcoming pause, an upcoming break, we take the word accent and push it up just a little bit higher, but then we drop it back down. "I've been working on my accent and it's getting better." What happened with the word better? Well, it rose even higher and then dropped down suddenly because it indicates the end of the sentence. So, better, better. It's getting better. So one more time. "I've been working on my accent and it's getting better." All right. But there are situations where we don't have the intonation go up and then drop again. In fact, we just have the intonation go up. And not when we're using questions either. Listen to this example. "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." Okay, we've got a pause between movies and. But what happened to the intonation in the word movies? Listen, "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." Movies went up. Movies, movies. "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." Was I asking a question? No, I wasn't. So why would I make a rise in intonation on the word movies? "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." Is it possible for me to say, "We went to the movies and then a restaurant"? "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." Yes, it is possible. But it's very common to make a rise in intonation when we're giving a sequence. So there are two things that we did. Number one, we went to the movies. And number two, we went to a restaurant. So it's a sequence because one thing follows another. And there's another reason that we use this rising intonation, and that's because of something called conversational tone. Conversational tone could mean just speaking in a friendly manner, but in our case, we're going to say conversational tone means we're inviting a conversation. We're continuing with information that asks the other person to join in the conversation. It's light, it's casual, it's friendly. "We went to the movies and then a restaurant." What did you do? So let's look for just a moment at this casual tone, this conversational tone. Listen to this dialogue between me and someone else.
"What's your name?"
"Sherry."
"Where are you from?"
"California."
"What do you do?"
"I'm a trainer."
"Do you enjoy what you do?"
"I love it." Did you notice how I answered Sherry when someone asked my name? This is really common. When somebody asks you your name in a casual, friendly situation, it's very common that the intonation goes up. It's not a question. It's just a casual answer. "What's your name?" "Sherry." What's your name? Thomas. What's your name? Alexandria. It goes up. It's very common. Listen to people around you. Notice how they do that all the time. Then she asked, Where are you from? I answered, California. It's a very casual, short, friendly answer. The end of the word went up in intonation. California? California? I was inviting her to continue answering my questions. If I had said very sharply, California, that sharp tone may give an indication that I don't want to continue this conversation. Then she asked, What do you do? I answered, I'm a trainer. Meaning that it's light, it's casual. Yeah, I'm a trainer. I could have answered, I'm a trainer. If I had done that, that would have been fine if the intonation didn't drop too suddenly. If I had said, I'm a trainer, that's a little bit strong. That's a little bit harsh. We'll talk about that more in an upcoming lesson. But you've got to be careful not to drop too sharp unless you have a good reason for it. So to answer, I'm a trainer, is fine. It asks that we carry on the conversation. It's light, it's casual. But to answer, I'm a trainer, is also perfectly fine. In fact, that's the normal intonation. But if you really pay attention to people around you, you'll notice that sometimes they have this little rising up intonation at the end of certain words and certain sentences. And this kind of intonation shows a friendly, casual, conversational tone. Then she asked me, Do you enjoy what you do? And notice that's a question. That's a yes-no question. Do you enjoy what you do? And I answered, I love it. I love it. Did you hear an upward rise in the intonation there? I love it. No, there was no upward rise. If I had said, I love it, that's fine. I could be very light, very casual, but I don't feel that way. I love it. I feel strongly about it. I love it so much. Even if I didn't love it so much, it's showing some emotion. It's not light and casual. It's strong. It's true. I love it. So we don't use this rising intonation for everything, just for certain situations where you feel casual in your speaking, where you're inviting the other person to continue conversing with you. After I said, I love it, maybe I would want to continue on and explain why I love it. You have to be a little bit careful about how you use intonation. It really does make a difference in the meaning of the speaker. And the listener, if he doesn't realize that you don't understand the intonation, may think that you're saying something completely different than what you're trying to say. So listen to this conversation again and see if you can repeat along with my answers using that upward intonation, except for the last sentence. Try it out.
What's your name?
Sherry.
Where are you from?
California.
What do you do?
I'm a trainer.
Do you enjoy what you do?
I love it. So I want to challenge you to really listen to native English speakers and see when you can hear this. When do you hear this conversational tone? If you hear it, ask yourself why. What is the speaker talking about? Why does he use or choose to use this conversational tone? We also use this upward intonation in sequencing when we give a list of things, just as I said before. If you have one thing followed by another thing, followed by another thing, whether it's a grocery list or a list of things that you did, we often use this upward intonation to show that my list isn't finished yet. I'm still conversing. I'm still talking. I have more to say. I'm not finished. Listen to this example. I asked, What do you need from the grocery store? The answer was,
I need some chicken and some stuff for salad and some salad dressing and some broccoli and some bread.
She has a nice list of things to buy at the grocery store. In fact, she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different things that she needs to buy at the grocery store. She needs 1, chicken. Okay, the intonation went up, so I know she's not finished. If she said chicken and she finished, I might think she was asking me a question. Do we need chicken? Yes, we need chicken. So she's not finished yet, or she's asking a question. I need some chicken and some stuff for salad. Salad goes up too. I know she's not finished. It's not a question. She didn't ask the question saying, do I need some? She said, I need some. Therefore, I know this is simply rising intonation indicating that we haven't finished the list yet. Then she said, salad dressing? We're not finished yet. Broccoli? We're still not finished. And she did drop this one just slightly because it's perfectly acceptable to do that. But it mainly went up broccoli. And then she said, bread. Bread. Did you notice how the intonation dropped in that word? Bread. Bread. So we have chicken, salad, dressing, broccoli, bread. End of the list. Now, she could have used a rising and falling intonation after each piece of the list. She could have said, I need some chicken, some stuff for salad, some salad dressing, some broccoli, and some bread. Okay, just like when we talked about the phrasing, when we are pausing between each phrase, we have the intonation rise up a little and fall down. And that's just what I did. It rose up and it fell down. Listen again. Chicken, salad, salad dressing, broccoli, bread. Bread definitely fell because that's the end of the list. I could make a sentence exactly like this. I need some chicken, some stuff for salad, some salad dressing, some broccoli, and some bread. Fine, but the feeling is a little bit different. It's much more decisive. It's a little more strong. It's not as whimsical or easygoing. The speaker definitely knows what he or she wants. It's not as casual. So in a casual situation, we say chicken, salad, dressing, broccoli, bread. But in a more formal situation or more, I don't want to say formal because it doesn't mean it has to be formal. It just means that the person who says this really knows what he wants. It's very decisive, and occasionally it's a little less friendly. So, in a casual manner, one more time, I need some chicken, some stuff for salad, some salad dressing, some broccoli, and some bread. More decisively, I need some chicken, some stuff for salad, and some salad dressing, and some broccoli, and some bread. So you choose the situation. To be more friendly, I would probably choose the first with the rising intonation. So listen to the speaker again and try to follow along using the rising intonation.
I need some chicken and some stuff for salad and some salad dressing and some broccoli and some bread.
We can also use rising intonation when we make lists of sentences, as in the following case.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I'm a receptionist for a law firm. I've been working there for 6.5 years now. I'm going to school to become an architect.
Now, in this situation, the speaker is just talking about her life, but it's a very casual conversation. She's not saying anything very decisive. She's really just introducing herself. So, if you'll notice at the end of each sentence, you'll hear a little bit of a rising intonation. Don't be confused. These are not questions. It's simply a conversational tone, and this is used very commonly when we introduce ourselves. So she said, my name is Becky, It's not a question. It means she's going to continue on. Just like I said, my name is Sherry. What's your name? Sherry. I'm inviting you to listen longer. I'm telling you that there's more to say. My name is Becky. If I stop right there and I don't continue by saying something else, it might show that I'm confused. I'm not really sure if my name is Becky. But the listener generally knows that the person will continue on. So if you find that all of your sentences have a rising intonation at the end, and this is really common, especially among Indian speakers, be very careful. Because if you're not giving a list and you're not inviting the conversation to continue in a friendly manner, it means that you're showing some doubt. So if I say, my name is Becky, and I finish, I'm not really sure if the speaker means that she doesn't know what her name is, or if she's just really doubtful or scared about something. So if you're going to finish, and you're not inviting more conversation, and you're not going to be saying more about yourself, you would say, my name is Becky. Finished. Let the intonation go down. But she's continuing on. She said, and I'm a receptionist for a law firm. Firm. Firm goes up because she's not yet finished. I'm a receptionist for a law firm. And notice after receptionist, she has a slight dropping down, and that's normal because that's the end of a thought group. I'm a receptionist for a law firm. The firm goes up, it's the end of the sentence. I know that she's going to continue on. And she says, I've been working there for 6.5 years now. She's still not finished. She has more to say. And then she says, I'm going to school to become an architect. Architect. Interesting. She's finished. If she had said architect, I, as a listener, would continue to listen because I would know that she has more to say. But she used a downward intonation or a dropping intonation. Architect. Architect. So listen one more time and see if you can follow along with the rising intonation at the end of each sentence and the falling intonation on the last sentence.
Hi, my name is Becky. And I'm a receptionist for a law firm. I've been working there for 6.5 years now. I'm going to school to become an architect.
Okay, please follow after me. Hi, my name is Becky. And I'm a receptionist for a law firm. I've been working there for 6.5 years now. I'm going to school to become an architect. All right, good. Now, listen one more time and see if you can follow her exactly. Try to speak as one person.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I'm a receptionist for a law firm. I've been working there for 6.5 years now. I'm going to school to become an architect.
All right, very good. Now, our last exercise is quite a bit longer, but it's still the same thing. I asked the speaker to tell me about a typical day. We're not making a grocery list, but it still is a list of things that she does every day. So we've got first, second, third, and so she is going to continue the list, and most of the end of the sentences will rise because she's telling the listener that she's still continuing. Listen to this.
Okay, my typical day. When I get up in the morning, I make coffee. And while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower. And then I go back in and have my coffee and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car and I go to work downtown Sacramento. And I work for 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch. And during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast, and then I go shopping. And it's usually for clothes or shoes. And then I work for another 4 hours, and then I get off work, and then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights, and I'll do that every other day. And then on the alternate days, I do low-impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something.
Okay, it's quite a bit longer. Now, you've had some practice so far with the shorter sentences. What I would like for you to do is get a pen or a pencil and listen again. In fact, let's listen 2 more times. And I would like for you to make a mark over every place that you hear her rise in intonation. Okay, so you might want to stop this audio, get a pen or pencil. We'll listen 2 more times and see if you can hear where she goes up in intonation and make a mark on that word. All right, are you ready? Here we go.
Okay, my typical day, when I get up in the morning, I make coffee. And while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower. And then I go back in and have my coffee and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car and I go to work downtown Sacramento. And I work for 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch. And during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast, and then I go shopping. And it's usually for clothes or shoes. And then I work for another 4 hours, and then I get off work, and then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights, and I'll do that every other day. And then on the alternate days, I do low-impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something.
All right. So did you get a lot of it? I hope so. Let's do it 1 more time. Listen again and see if you can get all of the areas, all of the words where she rose in intonation, and then we'll figure out why. Here we go.
Okay, my typical day, when I get up in the morning, I make coffee, and while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower, and then I go back in and have my coffee and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car, and I go to work downtown Sacramento, and I work for 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch, and during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast, and then I go shopping, and it's usually for clothes or shoes, and then I work for another 4 hours, and then I get off work, and then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights, and I'll do that every other day. And then on the alternate days, I do low-impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something.
Okay, good. Did you get it? Let's go over this. Well, she said, I get up in the morning and I make coffee. There's one. Coffee. And while that's brewing, this is not the end of the sentence, but it's the end of a thought group. And she wants to tell you that she's telling you more is to come. Brewing. I take a shower. That's the third one. So we have coffee, brewing, shower. And then she says, I go back in and have my coffee. Coffee is then another one. Second time with coffee. And then I have an egg and toast. Now, she drops the intonation, but she doesn't drop it completely. She leaves it hanging a little bit. When you listen to her again, see if you can recognize that. She's finished talking about the breakfast, but she rises just a slight amount because she's going to continue telling about her day. Toast, toast, toast. So far we have coffee, brewing, shower, coffee again, and toast. And then we continue on with work. I get dressed for work. Get in my car. Car is another one. Sacramento. There's another one. Hours. I work for 4 hours. She's continuing on. And lunch. Lunch. And then, this is interesting. She says, and during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat and then I'll go shopping. Shopping. Now, is that a rising intonation? Shopping. Shopping. It goes down rather sharply, doesn't it? It doesn't rise. Is it possible for her to say shopping? Yeah, definitely. And then I go shopping. But she chose to go down. Why do you think she might have done that? Remember, when you go down in intonation, it's showing some emotion. So it's probably a very loaded topic, or maybe it's an exciting topic for her. I'm going shopping. Woohoo, yay. I'm going shopping. But she could have chosen to say shopping, meaning that she was continuing on. It's light, it's casual. But she said shopping. And then she goes on to talk about arm weights. Arm weights. Weights. Weights also drops down. So she's emphasized that somewhat. But then she continues on with day. And I'll do that every other day. She's continuing on. Day. And then on alternate days, I do low impact aerobics and leg weights. Leg weights. Okay, let me point something out here that is not part of the intonation. But notice I said arm weights and then later leg weights. I really emphasized leg weights. Okay, there's a contrast right there. Arm weights and leg weights are compound nouns, but I stressed it even more. She stressed it even more because it's a contrast. Leg weights, not arm weights. And then she went on to say 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. So she went up in intonation in week and day. And then she said, and on Saturday, if it's nice weather, there's another one. I go kayaking or biking. She isn't finished yet, is she? She goes up in intonation. It's going to be continuing on. It's light. It's casual. And then she starts to wind down. This is the end of what she's talking about. I take the day off. I don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something. Something. End of thought. Something. It really drops down there. So you can hear the downward intonation a little bit on off with day off. And then definitely on anything, it's starting to rise up slightly and drop down. It's no longer just going up. She's starting to get to the end of her conclusion here. And then something is definitely dropping down. All right, with your new information, listen again.
Okay, my typical day When I get up in the morning, I make coffee. And while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower. And then I go back in and have my coffee and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car and I go to work downtown Sacramento. And I work for 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch. And during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast, and then I go shopping. And it's usually for clothes or shoes. And then I work for another 4 hours, and then I get off work, and then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights, and I'll do that every other day. And then on the alternate days, I do low-impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something.
All right, did you catch it all this time? Let's go through it and let's try it out. Please follow me. Now, I won't be exactly as she is, but I'll try to be as close as possible. Okay. My typical day, when I get up in the morning, I make coffee. And while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower. And then I go back in and have my coffee, and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car. And I go to work in downtown Sacramento. I work just 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch. And then during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast. And then I'll go shopping. And it's usually for clothes or shoes. And then I work for another 4 hours. And then I get off work. And then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights. And I'll do that every other day. And then on alternate days, I do low-impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something. All right, dropping down at the very end. Now, this is good practice. You could do this with almost anything. You could download an audio, you could get a DVD, and you could practice in the same manner. But I think it's very important to know why it's going on. You'll hear the rising intonation sometimes, even in statements. But you need to know that it's generally because it's either a list or because it's in conversational tone. So you've got your paper marked. We've practiced. Let's go back and try to follow along, trying to follow exactly as the speaker uses the rising and falling intonation. Here we go.
Okay, my typical day. When I get up in the morning, I make coffee. And while that's brewing, I go in and take a shower. And then I go back in and have my coffee and usually an egg and toast. Then I get dressed for work. I get in my car and I go to work downtown Sacramento. And I work for 4 hours. I get an hour off for lunch. And during that hour, I'll grab a bite to eat really fast, and then I go shopping. And it's usually for clothes or shoes. And then I work for another 4 hours, and then I get off work, and then I head for the gym. On Monday, I'll do low-impact aerobics and arm weights, and I'll do that every other day. And then on the alternate days, I do low impact aerobics and leg weights. And I jog 2 days a week, 5 miles each day. And on Saturday, if it's nice weather, I go kayaking or biking. And on Sunday, I take the day off and don't do much of anything. Maybe go to a movie or something.
All right, how do you feel about that? Now, I want to encourage you, as I said, to try many different things. Just trying to repeat after one person, as we're doing in this lesson, is really good for you. But don't try to focus on just one person. Try on the language of many people. See what feels good to you. Stop and ask yourself, why is the person using the sound, the intonation that he or she is using? See if you can figure that out. Now, remember when you were a child and you were learning how to write? You even copied over letters exactly as the teacher wrote. But eventually, you got your own style of writing. You don't write like your teacher from elementary school. You have your own style. It's very unique. But that's what we're trying to do now, is allow you to copy somebody who knows what they're doing. And after you copy many, many times, you'll start to gradually get your own style. Don't worry about it. You will always be you, but you'll be you with a good accent in English, just like you could be you with a good penmanship or style of writing. But learning how to repeat after people, even if you don't say it out loud, if you hear somebody say something and you repeat it just in your brain, this kind of thing will really help form your new accent. So I encourage you to do this all the time until you really start feeling good about the way that you're speaking. Radio, movies, TV, anything you can, occasionally stop and ask yourself, why is this person using this kind of intonation? Why is this person using this kind of pronunciation? We figure things out this way. We're not children who just pick it up. But as you continually ask yourself, I promise you, you won't have to think about it anymore. You'll just gradually start getting these things. But right now, do think about it. Don't think about it so much that it gives you a headache, but occasionally ask yourself, was that rising intonation? Let's see, that wasn't a question. Why did he use rising intonation? Oh, he was having this conversation with somebody else. He was inviting the other person to feel involved, or maybe he was listing something that happened during his day. So by now, hopefully you've learned a lot about the American accent. And little by little, you'll start getting more and more. You'll start understanding it. You'll start using it. I think this is very exciting. And I hope you find it very exciting too. So that's all for this lesson. I'll see you in our next lesson. Take care and don't forget to practice. Thanks. Bye-bye.